This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset podcast, where it's all about believing in and executing on different and innovative ways to strengthen both your leadership and communication skills to help increase your success, and especially in today's disruptive business environment. One of the most effective ways of building stronger leadership and communication skills is by embracing the principles of improvisation. Yes, that's right, improv. Your host, Peter Margaritis, is an improv virtuoso. He's also a certified speaking professional and a CPA, also known as the accidental accountant. Each episode of Change Your Mindset is designed to bring you different and innovative ideas, thoughts, and behavioral changes on a variety of differing topics, with the sole purpose of strengthening your critical soft skills. We may call them soft skills, but they are the hardest to master. And when we do, greater success and growth is the result. So jump in and start changing your mindset now. Let's start the show.
Often learning, vulnerability and generosity as the fuel for selfless leaders, part two. Turn the spotlight to others. In this chapter's Ask Yourself moment, we explore what it might look like to step up your communications interactions at work with a spirit of, okay, it's time to let my teammates shine. Imagine yourself, if you will, as a proverbial Oprah Winfrey, inviting others onto the stage or to the couch and turning the spotlight on them. Great leaders shine the light and draw the attention to others. We can shine the light in obvious ways, through praise, through complimenting or giving attention to others in public forums. But turning the spotlight on others happens every day, not just at big speeches on Employee Appreciation Day. One critical way of embedding a shine the light mindset into your organization is through helping your people excel and look good. And when your people achieve and excel, and when they exceed expectations, the spotlight shines upon them in a natural, long-lasting way. Simon Sinek, whose TED Talk on the power of starting with why has been viewed by tens of millions of people, has continued to explore this notion of what I'm calling shining the light, of reminding leaders of the value in seeing the needs of others before themselves. In a recent book, Leaders Eat Last, he touches on the military mindset of officers eat last, the idea that leaders are willing to forego their immediate needs in the interest of serving others. No matter where you work, and no, it doesn't have to involve a battlefield or a military uniform, success starts with the team. When your team sees your commitment to them, they are more likely to meet the commitments to you, which increases engagement and overall performance. And like the football players in Remember the Titans, you'll be off and running, but hopefully not at 3 a.m. through the woods, on your journey to true teamwork and better organizational results. This is what improv so perfectly prepares an individual to lead. It is built on the very ideas of team dynamics and teamwork, respectful give and take, adaption, vision, and the willingness to accept risk associated with certain decisions. Imagine yourself participating in an improv sketch with a few other individuals. Your overall success requires the collective efforts and individual victories of everyone involved. And so it is with leaders in the business world, too. Every trip to the conference room or boardroom is an improv sketch with real-world bottom-line consequences. In the movie Don't Think Twice, a 2016 film about the commune, an improv troupe in New York. The improv team is eventually disbanded because the theater is shutting down and two of the seven cast members get selected to be part of a TV show around the same time the theater closes. The two events, closing the theater and the group losing two cast members, creates fractures in the entire cast, jeopardizing their various relationships with one another. When it comes to rock bands, we've all heard of the term going solo. It happens with musicians, improv troupes, and yes, it happens with teams in all types and sizes within places of employment, corporations, medical practice, universities, nonprofits. Going solo isn't always the end of the world, but it's usually the end of the team. And that end can't come too soon or unofficially when colleagues keep trying to function inside of a broken team that doesn't have the luxury of disbanding because one person isn't playing fair. To prevent one person from going rogue on a team of any type, the leader needs to create a group that is built on trust, knowing that over time, that trust will allow the group to redefine itself and even develop a new and different levels of trust when one or more members leave. Everything comes back to improv. I don't care where you work, what industry you serve, or what area of functional expertise, accountant, marketer, technologist, your success as a leader can always be mapped back to your adherence or to the deviation from an improviser's mindset. And here's why. Being a selfish leader who can earn the respect and cooperation from a dynamic team of individuals requires a certain emotional maturity and strength. I sometimes see a dismissive look in people's eyes when I mention the word improv, as if to say, what are you trying to sell me here? They soon learn that improvisation involves a lot more than comedy. Leaders must respect, trust, support, listen, focus, and adapt. They need that yes and attitude. Like the thousands of leaders I've worked with in my career, you can build and strengthen your teams by encouraging your colleagues to regard one another with respect, helping them see each other as inextricably linked and vital to the achievement of the team's goals. You can deliver your own style of Coach Boone speeches and demonstrate every day that mutual respect is the foundation of your efforts. In today's business climate, successful leaders must be able to accomplish the following. Communicate your vision and your ideas while adapting to the changing business landscape. Be able to move forward even within an area of uncertainty. Process information quickly, all the while being creative, innovative, and willing to see different perspectives. Strive to make your teammates look good. Think on your feet and adapt to changing situations. Listen to understand, not just to respond. Each of these objectives can be accomplished by practicing improvisation. Once you understand that, the effect is transformative. Improv can be funny, but it works in situations that aren't very fun and humorous at all, regarding matters that could flare into confrontation if handled the wrong way, or even regarding major institutional crises or disruption. If you apply these principles, you promote healing and growth instead. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.